This one's a little bit different today. I want to put a nice image in each of our heads. Or just be honest and fantasize a bit. Or even give a little instructional thing. I'm not entirely sure the direction I'm going, but I want to teach you how to fuck me. Not in the sense of throwing me down and like making me your like cum dump or something. I mean like, well, I also don't mean in the sense of making love and being a lovey-dovey, because I don't know what the fuck that's like. And I also want to say this with the honesty of I am very inexperienced, so that's why I want to just take you along with fantasizing with me and the things that I, from what I know from touching myself, what I think would feel good, and well, no one knows how to make you feel good better than yourself, yeah? Okay. It might take me a little bit to relax, because I'm a little nervous, but did everything I could to get in that little zone, like, I'm gonna curl it up in bed. I still got Nikki, because that's what I always do when I record, so it'd feel a little bit weird to be clothed. Okay, I guess that's kind of a lie. I wear, like, a shirt or something when I do, like, a roleplay or something, but I'm cozy in bed, wrapped up in blankets, snuggled in a pillow, laying on my stomach and just speaking right into the mic. Even if maybe this position crumples up my voice or makes it sound more tense or bleh, I don't care. I'm doing what I want. And I'm gonna tell you what I want. Even if it takes me a little bit to get there. When I say what I want, or how to fuck me, I want that closeness as much as that pleasure. But first, I'd want us to relax. And maybe we communicated beforehand or afterward or anything like that. But I need to fully understand what you're comfortable with and express what I'm comfortable with in that moment too. So before even doing anything or getting into the messier details, let's just be close. Cuddled up next to each other, or hugging, or maybe just a long conversation, I don't know, but really, I'm just thinking about kissing. I really like kisses. Maybe just short little pecks to remind the other we're there, or just to be close, or just to test the feeling. How it feels to be that close to someone's face, or figure out the angle we gotta get our head so we don't bump our noses together. Whether or not it's fun to chew on a lip, or whether or not that just kind of feels awkward or hurts. If you'd let me, though, I'd... Yeah, I'm like literally biting and sucking my arm just thinking about it. You know I really like a thought when I'm doing that without thinking. Can I stop trying to kiss my arm? I'm trying to talk. It's my oral fixation. I'd really like to suck on your tongue. It doesn't matter if it can only go in my mouth a little bit. That just means I'll chase it. Or if you've got a nice longer one, I'll just be drooling all over it. And drinking your spit, too. Just give me a moment, I need to suck on something. Hmm. once we're all relaxed from that, and maybe exploring a bit now that it doesn't feel so weird. Like me just resting over your shoulders or rubbing my fingers into the back of your shoulder blades, trailing my nails down your back, and finding the dip and crevice of your spine, seeing where that dips out, finding your hips and just pulling you that little bit closer to me, or... Wait, wasn't I supposed to be telling you how to fuck me? Well, then, I guess I'd want you to suck on the front of my throat. Just because I'm so curious how that feels, and I think about doing that to someone a lot. I leave little hickeys over my shoulders because I think they look nice, or my shoulder, my collarbone. I have a little birthmark on my collarbone. And maybe just give me something else to match it, yeah? I'm kind of embarrassed. But I'd really like it if you scratched my back, too. So sensitive, and I just know I'd curl up into you from my back arching between kisses, not being able to really speak properly anymore. I need you to kind of help me out, take the lead a bit. I really like having my back scratched. Or tummy's kind of sensitive too, if you wanted to play with that. But really, my sides. Would hickeys feel good there? Or kisses, or just being gripped and pulled down, or pushed, or rubbed, or... I don't know, but my sides are... I haven't touched them like that in a while. They're really, really sensitive. And maybe a little bit more since I'm Rialda. Maybe you could grab my throat and tilt my head up to kiss me deeper and deeper and deeper until I'm already just gasping for breath. Okay. I can't be nervous about saying the whole thing for this long, or we're never gonna get there. I really, 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 really want you to finger me. I mean, Playing with just my clit would be fun, and you could probably get me to come that way if I was really, truly relaxed. And if we were kissing that long and you were so gentle and sweet with me, wouldn't I have to be? Or maybe I'd be all coiled up and needy and needy and needy and needy, and trying to pull your hand where I need you, or grinding on your thigh without realizing it. But whatever option it is, just rubbing little circles on my clit wouldn't be enough. I need something in me. I'm a massive bottom. I just like being filled. Even if it was just a couple of fingers in me and then rubbing my clit so I had something to squeeze down on, that would be better. You know, just rub little circles on the outside on my lips and stuff, spread it out a bit. And also just to get that first little bit of wetness on your hands. And then slide two fingers in. Not one. Unless you have really big hands, then maybe be a little bit more careful with me. But if you have anything else, I can take two right away, trust me. Especially if after how riled up I'd be, I bet I'd be dripping down my thighs, or at least one thigh, depending on how we were seated. I was just rubbing my side again without thinking about it. Greasing my nails. Ooh, okay, back to story. Back to telling you what to do. Once you have your fingers in me, don't just put them in all the way. Unless that's what you need to do, but just the first couple inches are so sensitive in there. It might not be it at first, but just go a couple inches in, curve up a little bit, and just pleasure that spot. Pulling your fingers in and out and just pleasuring my upper wall. I don't know how to do it with my fingers because they're not big enough. But maybe with you having a better angle, or maybe your hands are bigger than mine, maybe you could reach it. And the longer you'd go, the puffier I'd get, and the dirtier your hand would get. And can you imagine the noises I'd make? The puffier and wetter and sensitive I got, you could just keep going and going and make me come there a few times, rubbing circles on my clitter, hell, getting a vibe. I always play with a vibe. Oh, I can't, I kinda can't come without one. I've done it a couple times, but just pleasure that spot. Just a couple inches in. And there is enough. The reason I like that spot for the fingering first is then, once I have something bigger in me, whether or not that's you or a toy or doesn't matter. I mean, I kind of have a little bit of a thing for cum, but it's okay. As long as I have something to squeeze on. Once we have that inside, all the way inside, sliding in carefully, but not too slowly. A little bit in, a little bit out, a little bit deeper, a little bit out, till it's all the way inside. There's another spot deeper that feels really good. Maybe you could rub little circles on my hips and or pin my hips down to try and make stop me from squirming so much and just make me take it. That spot would be so neglected from not being touched by you earlier. And any time it would be, it would just be like, I can't think of a better word, like a spark. And it would just be so much more intense from the neglect of it. And then also not being numb from being touched too much. And then, since I'd be all puffy and sensitive at the entrance too, it'd just be two spots feeling good. Careful at first, of course. Don't want it to hurt too much. Just in and out, but don't you dare even think about trying to pull most of it out of the way unless you want me to whine. I hate it. I hate being empty. But nice, deep thrusts. Maybe pulling out halfway at the max and then just I started thrusting my hips without realizing it. No, why not? Nice deep thrusts, pulling out maybe halfway max. just stimulating every inch of my wall so you can reach. And then, once it goes in and out so easy, hard. You've done enough of the pinpoint stimulation. You've stretched me out. You've gotten me wet. You've given me every little bit. You've pampered and relaxed me and kissed me and given me hickeys and touched me all over and given me everything I want. So fuck me. Stuff me full. Do it hard and rough and fast so that when we're done and I'm trying to get up, I have to lean on you afterwards because getting out of bed turns into rolling out of bed and, like, stumbling onto the floor. But that comes later. Right now I'm being fucked. Right now I'm being filled. And you're making me feel so good. I love being filled. I can't even think of the directions. I just want it. Feels so nice. This thing we feel squirmy and needy and wet and wiggly and full and begging and begging and full. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me. And then I don't want you to keep going. I don't want you to make me come again and again and again and again and again. Until my limbs give out and I can't even cling to you properly and I need your help and your hands to prop me up or maybe a pillow. Maybe the next time, this is me getting ahead of myself, but next time, if it was on my stomach just like this, or at least facing the bed like this, just having your thumb hooked in my ass while you went at it, I started sucking on my thumb again, god damn it, would be really nice. But in that moment that we're thinking of with you fucking my brains out just in the front, I'm clinging to you and kissing you and biting your shoulder. Oh, I lost every thought. It's just so nice. Won't you stick your fingers in my mouth? I'll just hum and relax and give it to you so quickly. And if you come before me or you need to stop and just get your release some other way, that's okay. Cause I'd want to feel good and I'd want to be pounded, but I don't want anything that you don't want. I don't want to do anything you don't want. So it's okay if I gotta take the toy or some other thing and finish off myself, okay? Or if you come and you need to stop, and if you have the energy, just finish fucking me that way too. It's okay. You already made me feel so good. So warm and happy and tingly and dumb. Oh, I had such a game plan in my head when I set out to record this. Now I can't really think about much at all. Well, I'm drilling. Whether or not it was your hands or your cock.
secret toy. I just want to clean it off now. Taste myself on you. And then just get all riled up again and beg for more. Until I can't talk and just squeal. Oh, fuck. I can't even come up with words anymore. I just want. Thank you for fantasizing with me. My eyes are a little blurry. I'm so comfortable. Thank you for making me feel good.